Chapter 195, The Excellence of Optional Prayers, Sunnah Muqadda, along with the Obligatory Prayers. 1097. Umm Habiba Raziallahu Anha, the mother of the believers, reported, I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, A house will be built in Jannah for every Muslim who offers 12 rak'ah of optional salat other than the obligatory salat in a day and a night to seek the pleasure of Allah. Muslim. Commentary. Tatta'u means to offer more nawafil, optional prayers, on one's own after performing the faraid, obligatory prayers. Thus, this hadith tells us the merits of optional prayers and holds promise of Jannah for those who make it a practice. 1098. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma reported, I performed along with the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, 2 rak'ah of optional prayers before Zuhr and 2 after the Zuhr noon prayer and 2 after the Friday prayer and 2 after the Maghrib evening prayer and 2 after the Isha night prayer. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. There are 2 kinds of nawafil which are performed before or after the obligatory prayer. First, the one which were performed by the Prophet, peace be upon him, more frequently. According to the present hadith, their total comes to 10 rak'ah, while in other ahadith, their total is 12 or 14 rak'ah. They are called sunnah muqadda or as-sunnah ar-rawatib. That is, the rak'ah which are proved from the saying and practice of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and which were performed by him usually. These are said to be compulsory prayers. Secondly, such nawafil which were not performed by the Prophet, peace be upon him, regularly. These are called sunnah ghair muqadda and are said to be optional prayers. In any case, nawafil have great importance in creating a special link between the worshipper and Allah. And for this reason, the believers do not neglect them, but their status in Sharia is of nawafil, the performing of which is rewarding and omission of which is not sinful. One thing that should be borne in mind in respect of as-sunnah ar-rawatib or muqadda is that it is better to perform them at home. This was the usual practice of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and this is what he ordained the Muslims. 1099. Abdullah bin Mughaffal radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, There is a salah, prayer, between every adhan and ikama. There is a salah between every adhan and ikama. While saying the same for the third time, he, peace be upon him, added, It is for him who desires to perform it. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. The 2 adhan here means adhan and ikama, as has been elucidated by Imam An-Nawawi. That is, offering of the 2 rak'ah between adhan and ikama is mustahib, desirable. It comes in the category of ghair ratiba or ghair muqadda nawafil. These nawafil can be performed after the adhan of every salat before the congregation stands for the obligatory salat.